You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You behind the velvet rope. So excited.
What is going on here today? We have a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot, right? It was kind of like a slow, maybe like the past 2 weeks in the Bravo universe. But it's back. Like so many things have picked up. I feel like lots of, you know, items dropping, some controversy. I feel like there's a lot cooking.
Listen, first of all, I feel like we could do a whole show and talk about nothing but Beverly Hills, right? Because let me tell you something. This Lisa Rinna.
Which part?
I mean, which part? She just knows what she's doing. She gets on that Twitter, she gets on that Instagram, and she just knows what she's doing, right?
I mean, it just, you know, it's almost to the point a little with Rinna. I cannot keep up with all the feuds because, you know, she's still feuding with Kathy. She's not backing down. It seems like there's no love lost now between Kathy and Rinna, of course, over these alleged gay slurs that, you know, Sutton swears never happened towards her assistant.
And racial slurs that Rinna is saying happened.
I mean, she is like, I'm like, who are you going... I swear to God, Rinna's plan must be when this is over to like leave Beverly Hills. Like she must be done with Beverly Hills because I mean, you can't, like Kathy is a queen here.
Do you know Rinna did an interview? Did you see that where she explains? I think we talked about this before.
Yes,
why
we
everyone
did.
Hates
she,
her.
Yeah. And she said she's fine being the villain. And of course she is now painted as the villain. And we only see these small things. We don't see Rinna calm and like, and you know, I mean, our friend on the podcast, Cancel Me Baby, the host there, you and I, we've had her both on.
We know her.
She has interviewed Rinna and she says that Rinna is completely opposite of what you see on TV. Very like, doesn't really want the spotlight, quiet, where some of the other women that are maybe you wouldn't expect would be such like kind of TV whores are. So it's so fascinating. I mean, Rinna plays the game like we've talked about.
Rinna wants the paycheck. Now, she isn't backing down. Now, let's talk about these. I mean, she doxed. Everyone says doxed. She's in a fight now with someone. Did you read all this? Like, I'm just looking down because it's like, all right. So now it's like her and Kathy, yes, are going back and forth. Then she posted a screenshot of a text she received from a number that wasn't saved in her contacts. The text said, Lisa, you need to stop with your rumors and lies about me. There's plenty I can expose about you. So, of course, Rinna wrote over the image, you exposed yourself. Hey, exposed away. Can't wait to see what you got. Like, Rinna doesn't care. She's like, you want to start talking about me and shit? Like, she just doesn't care. She really is of the ilk of, like, no press is bad press. Like, say whatever you want about me.
Yeah.
Then this person says, so she posted their number. Then it's like many fans speculated the sender was Kathy's assistant. the person that sent this. And then someone wrote, I just called the number and they said, hello, this is the executive assistant of Kathy Hilton.
Yes.
Now, I mean, well, that's kind of a good clue that, you know, that that is who it is. But I mean, also the person could have just had that number. I'm not sure we know that it's the assistant, but apparently it's this Patrick Sommers. And he is going to be in a new reality show. Mind you, they've done a lot of reality shows with Beverly Hills Gays. They're on like D-list networks. And I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying he's in a show that's apparently going to be called The Real Husbands of Sunset.
Okay.
I wonder if that's the show I already watched. I think this is the show I already watched. It's on like some network that
never
is
heard
really
of that.
Small.
Okay.
Right.
Never
and
heard
like
of that.
No shade. But I mean like, all right. So... I mean, he's not going to be like a Beverly Hills housewife. Like, he's not going to take Rinna's coins. And just basically, they went back and forth. And Rinna's like, honey, I'm laughing all the way to the bank. I don't know. Rinna's just, she doesn't give a fuck.
She doesn't That's care. Really the point. Yeah, I mean, I think there's something so empowering about a Rinna. I mean, you know with the Kathy Hilton, right? I mean, I think they very much, Kathy and Rick, for years have controlled their image. I don't know them personally yet, although I want to go to Kathy's. Anyway, but I think that they have crafted their image, right, with publicists over the years and different things and, you know, putting different stories out to keep them quiet or whatever. I think Rinna's her own publicist. I think you're right. I think Rinna knows if I put all of it out, then nobody can hold anything against me. And I think that's what she does better than anybody else. You know, you hear lots of rumors from other Bravo podcasters of Heather Dubrow's antics. You know, if Heather Dubrow doesn't like an interview, you know, she'll call, she'll have somebody call. They want certain things taken out. I mean, Heather and Terry allegedly go to great extents to have a certain image put out about them. And it's that's exhausting. Like, I think for Rinna, she's probably seen that game for so long that she's like, oh, fuck it, whatever, anything. I mean, I can't wait to see what her response is going to be to Kelly Dodd over the Harry Hamlin, you know, comment. And of course, yeah, what do you think of that?
People say all the time that Harry is gay. They always say, I don't
always.
Know. I mean, I just, you know, they always say this and right. So Kelly Dodd just said, you know, like basically Harry's gay. And like, what did Lisa post? Like, good morning to everyone except for Kelly Dodd or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, basically Kelly Dodd was referencing, you know, Todd Chrisley, of course, famously of Chrisley Knows Best. You know, they're in a huge trial where there's so much good juicy dirt coming out about them. But, you know, the longtime speculation about Todd Chrisley is that he's been gay. Now his gay lover's reportedly on the stand, who was also his business partner, said they had a longtime affair and that somebody tried to expose them and extort them for $38,000.
So I had the Chrisleys on my show. And I mean, you know,
did?
It was.
Who?
Yeah.
Which ones? Did you have Todd?
Todd and Julie together.
Oh my God. How was Todd? Was Todd good?
I mean, listen,
You weren't.
Basically lost. Alluded. I mean, I said, you know, like you're the face of metrosexual men. I mean, I tried. I mean, look, I couldn't come right out and say, like, dude, everyone thinks you're gay. I mean, he kind of knows it. He actually said he wanted to be on the Beverly Hills Housewives so he could be best friends with Kathy Hilton and go to lunch. I mean,
I love him.
I don't know. He's okay. Here's where I come down on this. I do not think Harry Hamlin is gay, period. That's my opinion.
Okay.
And I mean, Todd Chrisley, look, I mean, we all know the Todd Chrisleys of the world, right? Like, we all know these men. Look, I think.
Yes, go on. I mean, you have some inside scoop here. I mean, you know, as an out gay guy.
I mean, I don't want to stereotype, you know, and I mean, I really do think there are people that could be, look, there's gay guys that are really butch that you could never tell. And I mean, I just, it is a little confusing with Todd. It's a little confusing, guys.
I don't care. To me, it's so funny, not funny because everybody has different things, but it's so interesting to me. Now, see, I don't know about Harry because Harry was of the generation, you know, Harry's 70. People swear,
the last time I said this, I got DMs and do you remember this and this? I mean, he was in the movie Making Love, which was a gay movie, but he's an actor. But there are people that every time I say he's not gay, I get like, David, how clueless are you in life? But go on. Let's hear your version of why Harry is not.
You know, I have two sets of gunkles in my family who I've been very close with for years and years and years. And unfortunately, one of my gunkles passed. But, you know, he was older, 10 years older than Harry Hamlin. But, you know, he always, for years, had a beard. Always, you know, because he was a superintendent of schools. I mean, he always had a girlfriend for a very long time. Now, this was a different generation, but Harry's of that generation. And I think Lisa's down for anything. I don't think Lisa has a problem if they were having threesomes or whatever. I think the only thing is, unless he's been having this long time, Harry Hamlin, not that I know this, long time relationship with somebody who is going to keep their secrets, it's hard to keep things quiet, you know? Todd Chrisley, I don't care. I think it's even better that Todd Chrisley may have had an affair with a guy and is married to his wife and his mom is there. I mean, I adore Todd Chrisley. I think they're great. Now, of course, they apparently were into a bunch of fraud. I just think.
Well, I was just going to say, like, I mean, we're certainly not talking about this fraud of like.
Oh, the Todd Chrisley story is good. I got in the rabbit hole the other day. You know, I mean, they allegedly made false statements that they had a Merrill Lynch account where they alleged they had $1.7 million. Now, this was to get further loans to basically keep their lifestyle going. Well, Todd had a Merrill Lynch account, but it only had $17,000. They've reportedly spent $30 million loans that they've been given refinanced to keep up the appearance of their lifestyle when they've had no money. But I mean, we see this all the time, right? This is allegedly what Jen Shah did. This is obviously allegedly what Tom Girardi did. So
I don't get it. I don't get it either.
I don't get that you're, and you know, okay, maybe you're going to fake it, but then it goes back to me to think then, there's no money in television, because if you're faking this great lifestyle, okay, maybe you fake it for a while. And then you would think, don't you start making amazing money off TV appearances and stuff? And then you could stop being a fraudster. But I guess they just then have to make the lifestyle even more expensive.
I mean, it depends what you mean. I mean, if your fraudster lifestyle is to be at the Beyonce level, no, you're not making that money. But listen, I mean, you know, I'm just like, it's my issue. It's not my issue, but it's my, like, I'm out here in the Hamptons. I mean, I'm meeting so many people. I really just don't think that anyone has real money until they do. And I observe. And then, like, I was at a party with Eva Longoria 2 days ago. She has money. It's just, but even like when I meet people and they're talking, I swear, it's just like not sensitive. It's the thing that I am like good at sussing out. And I really feel most people don't have real money. There's plenty of people with money, I just don't understand that. But I mean, so you really think Harry Hamlin is gay, it seems like.
I think with Harry, there's a good chance. And because I just think he's of a different generation. And I don't think it's a big deal in their marriage. And to me, I just don't see, I don't even know how it's a news story anymore.
I think it's a news story in the sense that, like, you are married to Lisa Rinna, who claims, you know, I'm the truth sayer. I'm the truth sayer. Let it all out. I speak the truth. Well, not if your husband's gay, sweetheart. But I don't look. We can disagree. I just don't see it. But I do agree that I think. Listen, I've also had Heather and Terry on my show, and then I had Heather on my show. I just think she must like me because I've never had any. You know, don't say this and let me edit this. But I do get. I get it. You know, I mean, that is what people say about the Dubrow. So I don't know. But I agree, Rinna, that's the way to do it. I mean, if I were her, I wouldn't care either. I'd be like, just say whatever you want about me. I just don't care. It's all going to come out. But she's not backing down. She's not backing down with Kathy. And look, I mean, we're going to see what happens, right? We're going to see what happens. I mean, a lot of people are saying Rinna's also saying, I guess when you're this boring and you have to come up with a storyline, like
Rinna's going after it.
I still go back to the fact that this was the woman, not with us and not how she was edited, but Rinna herself would say last season, like, this is Kathy Hilton. Like, she revered her. So guys, I just go back to the fact that Rinna will turn on
anybody.
Period. The end.
Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me, and Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things? Don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, F-R-A-S-E-R-20, FRASER20.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
She'll turn on anyone. Right? I mean, that's just what it is.
No, I agree with you. And my last thought on this is I do have to say, I do agree with you in the sense about the Harry Hamlin thing, about him not being like gay or nothing's going to come out. Because I just do, I feel like at this point, I mean, Rinna has been on, they've been in the public eye for so long. You know what I mean? Like if there was going to be a big Harry Hamlin reveal, like a Todd Chrisley reveal, I mean, I think we would have heard it by, you know what I mean? Like, I think we would have had, I'm kind of with you. I don't think there's anything really there. And if there is, I feel
like
it's...
I don't think there's really anything there.
No, I agree.
Let me tell you now that I'm not sure of a full cast of who's filming and who's not filming, but Heather Dubrow and Shannon Bedore are filming season 17 of The Real Housewives.
Really?
Wow. I don't think we're going to have some big shakeup.
Well, I mean,
anyone care? Does anyone care about RHOC?
God, that's a great, you know what? In a way, that's actually an interesting strategy by Bravo. Like, and because to your point, you know, there was so much drama about New York. They took time off. There was no reunion. There was this so much controversy. So what better way to kind of keep the ball rolling is just like, boom, we're going to keep filming and let's just push on and see if people kind of forget that, you know, the ratings weren't great or whatever. And let's see what happens next season.
I mean, I'm looking. I mean, all I know is that I saw that Heather and Shannon were filming. So we'll see what happens with that.
Okay.
In other Beverly Hills news, you know, Kyle, you know, there was this whole thing of the text messages with LVP and she's saying, I texted them, you know, look, they're not friends. They're not going to speak. But, you know, it's kind of like when someone dies or something major happens. LVP is like, you know, not going to be friends with these two. But I mean, I reached out and texted them. And then PK said, you know, I'm going to call Sherlock Holmes because I don't know where these text messages are. Kyle then jumped into the mix and said, yeah, that Vanderpump, she's really crafty. You know, meaning like, you know, listen, you can document something if you screenshot it and clip off the top. And well, LVP might have one thing with Dorit. She's like, I'm not going to go there with, you know, get out, Kyle. Like, she's not going to let Kyle have the last word. Miss Rinna, no, I don't know. I mean, Miss Vanderpump, Paige Six reaches out to me all the time. So Paige Six could have reached out to her. But I don't know, Miss Vanderpump could have picked up the phone and called Paige Six. But she called them or they called her and she's like, oh, here's my phone. Here, forget about this screenshots. Go through my entire phone. So Paige Six has gone through Lisa Vanderpump's phone. And
I love it. I love it. And the texts were like, there? Well,
she reached out to them. Yep.
Wow.
And it showed that it was delivered and I read and everything. Yep.
Wow. Okay. So what do you make of that? Do you think Dorit and PK just didn't get it? Do you think that they missed it? Or do you think that they don't like LVP? So it was a way to just get back at her and kind of gaslight her. What do you think?
And let's just lie and say this was never sent. I don't know.
To me, it sounds like they didn't get it, don't you think? Like they never received it. They have multiple phones or something.
I don't know about that.
Well, then you kind of feel like they're lying, right? That they're basically just throwing Lisa under the bus and they don't give a shit if it's true or not.
Do you know what I do know? I know that Lisa Vanderpump has not been on Beverly Hills Housewives for several seasons, and yet we're all still talking about her.
Okay. I mean, you know, and maybe that's probably just a good thing all around. It's a good thing for Vanderpump Rules.
One day, man, listen, if Kyle is really done, like she says she might be, whatever that season happens, and we're all sensing it's coming, maybe not this season, I don't know if they're not. I still think with Kyle gone, no, Vanderpump, listen, Lisa, at the end of the day, the big fish to her is Kyle, right? That's what set her off to go contact Paige Six or respond with a phone. She didn't give a crap about freaking Dorit Kemsley, okay? So she's friends with Garcelle. They have an organic friendship. They both said they don't talk about housewives. It's not to get back. And she's become friends with Garcelle. If Kyle leaves with just Dorit left... I mean, she doesn't get along with Erica either, but now, or Rinna, but now it's
that's good drama.
I still think Lisa's big pain point is Kyle. It's not Erica or the others. Like, she doesn't give a crap about Erica, Jane.
Well, especially Rinna. Now, right? I mean, Erica, we know doesn't have any money. I mean, the last episode of Beverly Hills was so great. She was looking at Lisa's Cartier rings. Isn't it Lisa?
Diana's.
Thank you. Diana's Cartier rings. Yeah. And she's like,
oh. I love an Erica Jane who's humble and says, I can't afford that.
I know.
But I really feel, I mean, people really, I mean, the cast says it. Kyle is the queen. She's the one that holds our phone together, so like our show together. I think if Kyle were gone, I don't know. I'm not so sure with Erica, Lisa, and Dorit. She doesn't get along with them, but I'm not so sure she wouldn't come back. She would have Garcelle. She would have Crystal. I mean, we're assuming all these people stay around, which is not going to be the case. But I still think if Kyle ever leaves, they're going to go after LVP.
So hard. Yeah.
Big way. And I'm telling you, I feel it. I don't feel it this year. Don't feel it next year. I feel within the next.
Oh, I do too.
3 years, Lisa, Kyle will be gone and Lisa Vanderpump will be back. Because mark my words.
I saw my prediction. In that story about Dorit, the back and forth about the texts, there was another quote from Kyle basically saying this, like these grown women going to social media, arguing back and forth over stupid text messages when there's all this stuff going in the world on in the world. This is like what I can't stand anymore. She basically gave a quote, not exact those words, but along that lines about like, this is why I want out. Like, it's so stupid. I don't care.
And don't forget, I mean, Kyle's really good friend just took her on Life. Do you know this?
No, I didn't know this.
It's a really good friend of hers. And it's someone who,
oh, wow,
was like happy until she wasn't. It was a very like rapid thing. It wasn't like someone that had like years in history of mental illness. It was just one of those things that she was happy and then she wasn't. I mean, I'm oversimplifying, but... And then she'll, Kyle really has some things going on in the real world.
Wow.
Really.
I didn't know that. That's true.
Not to mention the fact that, I mean, I don't think she's exactly like, you know, kumbaya with her sister Kathy at the moment. So I think that's where Kyle's like, a woman took her life. This was Kyle's like one of her best friends in the world.
Oh, wow.
So it's just kind of like, I got real problems, guys. And you're fighting over like a text message. Like, listen, here's the thing. Jorinda, I think, is on more of a pause, but I think if Kyle put herself on a pause, 365 days later, if Kyle said, I don't want the pause, they would take her back. So I think if Kyle were to leave for a year, I think she could easily come back. Yeah. I don't think they're going to say no. So why not? You can pass on the $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
You could pass on that for a year.
Look, like, I live in LA now. I see those agency signs on every house. You know, I mean, you know, Mauricio is doing very well.
I mean, Mauricio is getting a percentage of every sale.
Every sale. Yeah.
$2 million, $400,000, $50 million. David and James from Million Dollar Listing, who are gone. They either quit or got fired. They work for him. Yeah, Mauricio's, I mean, that's the whole drama that happened between Kathy and Kyle way back. Mauricio worked for Rick Hilton in real estate and started his own agency. So Mauricio is making a lot.
Yes. You know? Yes. So, he's doing very well. Yes.
And listen, you know that he's like, Kyle, if it's, you're not happy, just leave. Like, what house husband? Well, there's a few, but many house husbands are probably thrilled when their wife quits. So
they are. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, guys. I mean, losing a very good friend and then over a suicide, which is raises a whole nother level of just, I mean, what you do as a friend, as a family member, you know, you look inward. Could I have prevented this? It's just, you know, there's a lot that goes along with it. I don't know. I'm not saying Kyle's leaving this year, but based on that quote and the other quote, I just think if she leaves, LVP will be back. I think it's possible. I do.
I think this is a great prediction. I think you're so on to it. And I just do, I'm with you. You feel, and maybe it's sooner than we think. I mean, maybe Kyle does, maybe Kyle pauses for a year. Definitely a lot's going on. I think that's a good assessment.
She might pause. Diana Jenkins, who I absolutely loved. I don't know. She's okay. I'm starting to think maybe, you know, I don't know.
You're not as wild we'll about see. Her.
I'm not as wild about her. I still stand by the fact that I love my housewives in Beverly Hills, Filthy Rich. I love it. I love the out of touchness, but it's a fine line where you're like, this is now going to get annoying, you know, like where all we're doing is like cash talking. And I understand that's her edit. And that's probably why she got the job. And I don't know. I mean, look, I don't think she's desperate. She's friends with like NPH and his husband, like Elton John. I think she's the real deal. It's just, I'm not sure 100% that I love her as much as I thought I did.
Ah.
But I stand by, she is that Erica Jane or that Dorinda where like there is a presence season one as compared to like a Teddy or some other people that haven't lasted as long in the Housewives.
Well, you know, Diana, have you seen the spoof that people are doing because Diana licks her lips a lot throughout the episodes? There's a
I have to watch.
There's a whole cut. I love it. There's a whole cut of her always like licking her lips. I like her. I mean, I think we've talked about this a lot. There's 10 players on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Your storyline is so short. And of course, you know, you have the queens. You know, you have Kyle, you have Dorit's obviously huge now with what's going on. Rinna's big, Erica J. You know, so Diana, we're only going to see these snippets, I think. There's a lot. And I mean, to me, I'm curious, like, does it get interesting with Crystal? Does it, you know, Sutton's a huge player.
Sutton and Diana have a big thing coming up. I mean, by the time everyone hears this, they might have already, but they're going to have a little fight.
Yes. Yes.
Look, I don't care. Sutton's a good housewife, guys. She's going up against Erica. She doesn't care. And she's not trying to get camera time. So, I mean, Sutton, yeah. I don't want to criticize anyone, but like, I said it before, Crystal, girl. I mean, it just may not be. Crystal's got to step it up, you know? She's got to step it up.
She's good, though.
She's good. Everyone needs to be crazy. But I just don't think we're taking 10 people into the next season. Kathy Hilton swears that, like, she ain't going nowhere. She's not going to be run off this show by Rinna. But I don't know. Is Kathy really going to come back?
I know. Be very interesting. Like I said, look, I don't even miss Kathy at this stage. I don't. I know she's coming up. I know there was obviously, like we've talked about, there was like contract dispute or whatever, and then Kathy signed on later. I adored Kathy last season, but I don't miss her so far on this. There's so much going on. That's not like I think about, oh, when's Kathy gonna be here?